We are back here on the Pledge Drive on AM 1160, The Quest. I'm Dave Savage, a programming and production manager here. And I just want to mention, before I mention who's in the room here with me, I will say that we have matching funds, $36,750 in matching funds. So, you know, your $100 donation all of a sudden becomes a $200 donation. And if you want to do the monthly donation, the monthly pledge, it just, you know, comes off your credit card every month. You don't even feel it, just like it's a, you know, Netflix or Hulu or any of those things. And although much better for you, for your soul, then we've got these gift cards. We've got 10 gift cards left for the next 10 people that are new monthly donors. Or if you're a current monthly donor and you increase the amount, you can get one of those gift cards as well. So we are joined by Father Neil Dobley-Walla and Carissa Sines, both from St. Catherine of Siena in Kennesaw.
Hi, Dave.
How are you?
Thanks for having us here today.
Yeah, no, thanks for coming. So what's on the agenda today?
Well, we were thinking about talking, in union with the Quest's theme this time for the Pledge Drive, a community of hope. We wanted to talk about hope and what we're hopeful about, and what we think that God is calling us to, and hope, in hoping for evangelizing our community, evangelizing our world, and the way that new media really plays a role in that. So how's that sound?
That sounds great. Yeah. I can't wait.
Yeah, I think we're specifically going to be talking about the new evangelization and how that is a source of hope for us and hope for the church. And we're already seeing a lot of the fruits of that for sure. And certainly in ministries like this, like the Quest, you know, we can see how the Quest is really living out this new evangelization, and we're seeing the fruits from that. And that really is a great source of hope for us and for the church.
Yeah, we're all called to go out and proclaim the good news. That essentially is what we're supposed to do as a church. And sometimes it's hard to even answer that call or know what God is asking us to do. And I think that the Quest is one of the most beautiful examples that I've heard. I know everyone has heard Carol's story about answering that call herself. And what a witness that is. But how can we as lay people, Father, how can we as lay people answer that call? And I think that's one of the things we're going to talk about today. But I'm really particularly interested in the new media aspect of that. And the Quest plays a role in that as well. Just having a radio station right here in Atlanta that is broadcasting the Kerygma on a daily basis is just amazing. I mean, it's playing a role that, I mean, you can't be in everyone's ears all the time. You can't be, we can't have constant conversations with people, but the media can fill that void. And if it's filling the void with the Word of God instead of, you know, whatever garbage is out there, that can't be a bad thing.
You know, when Pope St. John Paul II called for this new evangelization, he really sort of described it as an evangelization that's new in ardor, new in expression, and new in method. I think certainly we could say the Quest is a new method of evangelizing, but it checks off all the other boxes too, new in ardor, new in expression, right?
Sure.
What he means by that, new in ardor, is simply, you know, it's just sort of approaching evangelization with vigor and with energy and with a sense of urgency. And I think certainly the Quest does that. We recognize just how important it is to get the word out, right? And to preach the gospel to as many people as we can. And this certainly is an opportunity through Catholic radio to reach lots of different people. But then even just new expression, I think we want to make sure that people know that the gospel is ever new. In some ways, the gospel is the same as it always is, right? We're preaching Christ, who is the same yesterday, today, forever. But a lot of people think that they already know the gospel, right? And the new evangelization is directed not towards just conversion of people who have never heard the gospel, but a sort of reconversion to people who think that they've heard the gospel, but it really hasn't transformed them, right? And so we want to really make sure that we are preaching the gospel in a way that is truly an authentic expression of of the gospel, right? The kerygma, I think for a lot of people that maybe sort of grew up hearing the faith as more of a just an ethic, even. It's like, this is how you should live your life and be kind and, you know, be merciful. And that's certainly part of it. But we know the gospel begins, first of all, with the kerygma, the death and life, death and resurrection of Christ, and that God sent his son into the world to save us, to rescue us, right? And we have a God who loves us, right? And that's where it begins. And, and we need to make sure that we're focused on that for sure. But then just the new methods as well, right? The Quest is certainly the new media, employing all the different modern technologies that we have to really be effective in preaching the gospel. Because, you know, old methods we know may not be effective. People are not showing up for Mass. They're not hearing homilies. They're not showing up for CCD. They're not showing up for missions necessarily. I mean, we want to draw them into all these things. These are integral.
I mean, they're showing up, but not at the numbers that we know are out there. Right, exactly.
And let me just jump in because you said something that, you know, we think we know the Gospels or whatever. On the Morning Quest, every day we have a reading, we have a Gospel reflection on that day's, you know, the Gospel you're going to hear if you go to daily Mass. And It could be, I think a little while ago it was the prodigal son. I mean, how many times have I heard that story? You know, if I had a dollar for every time, you know. But it's like, and I forgot we had a priest break it down, but it was like something new. It's like, oh, I never thought about that. You know, so there's, even though you may think you know everything there is to know about a certain parable or story or whatever in the gospel, it's like, oh, wait a minute, there is something new you can learn.
The Holy Spirit can always work with that, right? And it's the new evangelization, you know, as Father mentioned, the call was Saint Pope John Paul II, but it's, and we started to see that new approach to evangelization, I guess in the 60s, even with Fulton Sheen on the air. And that theme was so effective, or that method was so effective at doing what Paul VI called us to do, which was to reach people both baptized and not baptized. And that's what you're kind of speaking about as well. So there's a whole slew of people, and the Quest has story after story of this that that just happened upon the radio show when they were driving somewhere, and conversions happen. And so that is one aspect. But then the other aspect that you're talking about is reconverting or deepening the faith of the already baptized or the fallen away, which is equally important because we're not going to keep them if we just bring them in and let them go. Right.
Yeah, we have, you know, we have a term that we often use, it's not meant to be flippant, but there's a lot of Catholics that are sacramentalized, but not evangelized.
Yeah.
Right? Many who have received baptism, first communion, maybe even confirmation, and then they really stop growing in their faith. And I often tell people you can't have an adult faith without really an adult knowledge of the faith or really even an adult experience of the faith. And so, you know, the new media and the new evangelization really is an opportunity for people to just really encounter the Lord in ways that they never have before. And so important that we are engaged in this work. And once again, so important that the Quest is out there doing this work.
And they can't do it without your help. And you know, we're called to be disciples. We're called to do all of these things. That doesn't help. That doesn't happen without supporting institutions like the Quest. And that's why we're here today. We're here today to ask for your support. We're hoping that that the Quest continues to answer that call and to reach people that we can't reach on a daily basis. So can you tell us how to do that, Dave?
Absolutely. Well, first, I'm going to mention that our matching, people are using up that matching funds.
People.
Yeah. So we have $33,740.
$3,000 gone, just like that.
Yep.
Good job.
So
doubled, just like that.
And then we have 6 gift cards left. Great. So, and those gift cards go to people that make a monthly pledge.
Oh, great.
So,
Increase their monthly pledge, right?
Yeah, or increase it. If you're already making one, if you want to increase it, you can get one of those gift cards. And the matching funds for those monthly pledges goes for the first 12 months of that monthly pledge. So whatever, you know, so I mean, if you're, you know, pledging $10 a month, you know, $120 a year, it would be a $120 match for a $10 a month pledge.
Awesome.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So if you want to take advantage of that and get one of those gift cards and just support what we're talking about here, mm-hmm. give us a call, 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or you can go to thequestatlanta.com or the Quest Atlanta app. And people always say, you don't give that number out enough. Well, I'll do it one more time right now. 470-508-1160.
Beautiful.
You know, I want to return to that theme of hope that we began with. I think apostolates like The Quest and all these other kind of new media organizations that are out there really are such a beautiful sign of hope for the church. And as I said, we're seeing so many beautiful fruits. And Carissa kind of mentioned that we've had a few young people recently mm-hmm. who have approached me after Mass, just kind of randomly come to me and said, yeah, Father, I'm not Catholic, but
and my
I want to become
Catholic.
Yeah, my family's not Catholic, and right. I want to become Catholic. Actually, three
young
teenage boys have come to me this year.
Amazing. Wow.
And the most recent one said specifically that it was listening to Trent Horn, who you may not know, mm-hmm. he's a very popular podcaster and very intelligent and very articulate apologist, said, yeah, I was listening to him, and I decided I want to become Catholic. But these have all been three very intelligent young men. And two of them are going through RCIA. One of them actually became one of the students at our high school, Chesterton Academy.
He's doing great.
So it's beautiful to see the fruit of the new evangelization, really
having, I think we can attribute
converting
that,
people,
right.
I mean, bringing people to the faith. But also, obviously, we could all talk about, I'm sure, people that we know who have experienced a renewal and a reversion to the faith because of so many of these shows and so much of the content that the Quest provides and so many other shows and
podcasts
that are out there. And, I was listening. I'm sure most of your listeners are familiar with Matt Frad and mm-hmm. Pints with Aquinas. Mm-hmm. I was watching one of his shows recently, and he had Father Boniface Hicks on there. And Matt just said to Father Boniface, tell me something good going on. And Father Boniface started talking about the National Eucharistic Congress mm-hmm. and just how beautiful that was. And we wouldn't necessarily describe that as the sort of typical new media necessarily, but it was a powerful experience of conversion for people. And Matt then began to say, but let's also talk about the beautiful things that are happening with the new media. And he was just saying how the Catholic Church is really at the forefront of mm-hmm. so many of these things. And you wouldn't think that if you know sort of the history of evangelization in the United States. Many of our Protestant brothers and sisters have normally been at the forefront of that, even sort of televangelists and things, sure. although Fulton Sheen was kind of a pioneer for sure.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Mother
but
Angelica.
Just to think about all of these, like Father Mike Schmitz, how
Bishop
his
Aaron.
Bible in a Year podcast was the
number one
rated
podcast.
On Apple Podcasts, and even the Rosary in a Year going on, the Catechism of the Year. How many people are listening to these things? And other shows like Pints with Aquinas and Trent Horn, as I mentioned, and just some really even deeper intellectual content like the St. Paul Center and mm-hmm. Word on Fire Institute.
I mean, Word on Fire was started just specifically to answer this. Like, there's mm-hmm. a lot of them that have been. The podcast I listen to, Catholic Stuff You Should Know, started specifically in response to Pope Benedict's extension of JP2's new evangelization. So they started what they call the J10 Initiative, and that was because it was January 2010 when Pope Benedict gave that homily calling for the new evangelization to be a first and foremost a personal, profound experience with God, but to use these new methods. And so what is that in today's, I think media gets a bad rap, like probably, especially in good Catholic homes, maybe close to 98% of the time, right? Like we don't want our kids to have phones. We don't want our kids to, watch TV all the time. We don't want our kids on computers by themselves. But there is, it's a beautiful a consequence of things like algorithms and I think it's also a consequence of all of that exposure that I think especially teenagers, are looking for authentic experiences of truth, mm-hmm. and they're not satisfied with what's out there. And so they're whatever they're putting into the computer, looking and searching, they're seeking. The Holy Spirit is able to use that, and I think that we can point to these young men that are mm-hmm. that are finding the Catholic faith through Trent Horn and podcasts mm-hmm. and Facebook. And I mean, how else do they just appear on our doorstep? Like, how do they? Their parents aren't Catholic. They don't know, but they're showing up, and that's happening in lots and lots of places. I was listening to Bishop Barron not too long ago, and he one of the things he said he was hopeful about was, you know, the sort of plateau of the nuns, and he's attributing a lot of that to the new media.
Nuns, N-O-N-E-S.
N-O-N-E-S, yeah. Sorry, yeah. I thought, sorry, yeah. Most people know, right? Nuns, yeah. People who put on their sort of demographic paperwork. No religious affiliation. And that was on the rise, and the Eucharist Congress was in part response to that, and also in response to the Pew study that showed the terrible statistic about how many Catholics actually believe in transubstantiation. But anyways, in addition to that, Bibles, partly because I think of Bible in a Year and other shows like that, Bibles have gone up in sales. Bibles have always sold well, but they're up in sales year over year, this year from last year, 20%, which is crazy. People want the good news.
Yeah. Wonderful.
And you were talking about Bible in a Year and the Catechism in a Year. We run that 10 o'clock every mm-hmm. night, and with Father Mike Schmitz. And so if you want to check that out. And the other thing, too, and I want to mention this. So 10 o'clock at night, if you listen on the AM, it's not going to come in too good. We have to lower our power way down from sunset to sunrise at night. So if you want to listen to that, download the app or go online at thequestatlanta.com.
I think that's the easiest way to listen to the mm-hmm. Quest anyway. Most of my friends, I have a lot of friends who are listening to the Quest daily. They just keep it on as part of their background. And I've talked to other parents about this too, that it really matters that there are places where they can send their teenagers, their kids, to receive information and know that it is true. We can't do that in any other media outlet that is not, something like The Quest or Word on Fire or something like that. And so to have a place that we can have confidence in speaking only the truth is extraordinarily valuable. It's really priceless. Mm-hmm. I think that The Quest provides that. So, yes, download the app or live stream it or stream it from the website because that is probably the easiest way to listen to it.
Mm-hmm. Let's thank a few people here. Betty in Powder Springs, that's in honor of Jane, Patty, and Carol from the last hour. And also Mary in Woodstock in honor of Kevin and Karen Butts in the 9 o'clock Wednesday hour. Aww. From yesterday. Jane and Tucker, I don't know if this is a typo, and then Jane and Rucker. I don't know. I think that's a typo. And then what else do we have here? Hilda in Covington. Tobias and Ryan in honor of Father Neil and Carissa. Wow,
thank you.
Thanks, guys.
They're from Woodstock. Also, Angel in North Charleston, South Carolina. That's in honor of Father Neil, Carissa, Larry, Ann, Linda, Carrie, Jean.
Thank you.
Father Tim and Allison. So thank you. Got a whole bunch of people in on that donation. Absolutely. And also Gary and Sue of Roswell. That's in honor of you, Father Neil. So thank you all for your support.
Thank you.
If you would like to get on with these people, we'll mention your name on the radio. 470-508-1160. 470-508-1160. Or you can go to thequestatlanta.com or the Quest Atlanta app. And we have, we're looking for those monthly donors. If you are a monthly donor, you want to increase it or become a new monthly donor, we have 6 gift cards left for local restaurants. So make sure you ask for one of those. And we have just over $33,000 in matching funds, but that expires at 6 o'clock tonight. So get those pledges and donations in. And we're going to take a break in just a little bit, but did you have something else to add? Or Okay, well, let's go ahead and take a break now, and we'll be right back with Father Neil Dabliwala and Carissa Sines, both from St. Catherine of Siena in Kennesaw. We are back on the Pledge Drive, AM 1160, The Quest. I'm Dave Savage, the programming and production manager here. And we are joined this hour by a couple people from St. Catherine of Siena, Father Neil Dabliwala, the pastor there, and Carissa Sines.
Hi, Dave.
We thank you both for being here and helping out. We've got the matching funds still available, $33,000 there. We've got 6 gift cards left for anybody who wants to be a new monthly donor. You will just put it on your credit card, you set it and forget it, and it's painless. So
you can... Yeah, I was looking at my credit card statement recently, and I was like, oh, that's where my pledge for the Quest is coming out of. I was wondering, and it's there. I did actually set it and forget it.
Well, and you know, the other thing too, and I've done this before, where it's like my boys sometimes, like they you know, they'll say, oh, can I get this one thing? Well, it's a one-time deal, and we got to, you know, yep. They pay us for it, but they don't have a credit card. So, but then I look, and it's like, well, that's a monthly payment that's been coming out. You signed up for a monthly. But I think if you look through your credit card statement, you may find something. It's like, well, wait a minute. That shouldn't be coming out of there every month. So I say if you find one of those, give that money to cancel that subscription and give that money to the Quest, whatever the amount is.
Get yourself Rocket, whatever that app is that cancels all your subscriptions, and then just add only the Quest.
Absolutely. And you'll break out even.
That's right. Or even better, frankly, all those forgotten subscriptions are expensive. I think one month I legitimately canceled $200 worth of subscriptions.
Really?
I'm not even kidding.
Wow.
This was like years ago, years and years ago, that I thought, what in the world is happening? Some of them were good. Like some of it was like Word on Fire, but I wasn't paying attention to it enough, so I canceled it all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Okay. Well, if anybody listening has that happen, that money can come right over to the Quest.
There you go. Well, we've been talking about new media and the new evangelization, the role that Quest has been playing in that, and how valuable that is. And Father mentioned in the last segment that this really stemmed from John Paul II's call for the new evangelization, was continued with Pope Benedict and now Pope Francis. And I just was reading through this homily where Pope Benedict was talking about the evangelization. He's calling the church to evangelize by entering into dialogue with modern culture and confronting the cultural crisis brought on by secularization. Well, that's precisely what the Quest is doing. just providing a counter to that, to secularization in new media. And as we're in, again, the Jubilee Year of Hope, and there's a lot of hope in what's happening in the world right now. But really, with evangelization, what is the point of evangelization? Well, ultimately, the point is, as my husband in Catholic school always says, I make sure the second graders always know before their first communion, what's the point of Catholic education? What's the point of life in general? Well, it's to get to heaven and bring as many people with you as you can. Mm-hmm. And I think the Quest is doing that work. But really, we're being pointed back towards the tradition of the church that has been around for thousands of years, right, Father?
Yeah. The church itself, that's what we're being pointed to. When we talk about even the new media and the new evangelization, I mean, I think we could legitimately say, okay, that's not an end in of itself. Listening to podcasts, listening to the Quest is not sort of the ultimate goal, to simply hear these things, but to actually be converted by it, mm-hmm. by the Word of God and by the truth, but also to lead us to community, right? I mean, we all long for that. And that's the beautiful thing. I mean, the Quest is serving the church, really, right? And all of these different new media ventures are hopefully meant to serve the church, to draw people into the life of the church. And I think we're seeing that. And the fruits, once again, are so clear and concrete. We're seeing a resurgence of young people, as I mentioned, you know, just these few people who young men who have desire to become Catholic, but also just I think in the young adult population and young married population, I think our parish, mm-hmm. St. Catherine's,
definitely.
Is a very, very clear example of this. I mean, we're bursting the seams at our main 10 o'clock mass. It's a zoo with young families and
zoo.
Young babies. Yeah, it's a beautiful thing, though. But that's ultimately what we want. We want evangelization to lead us to Christ and to the church and to the life of Christ as lived out in the church, and to really a life of prayer and worship of the Lord, a life of service. And I think we're seeing that. And, you know, the truth and goodness and beauty, they're all related, right? And when we encounter the Lord through truth, it's going to draw us to want to experience him in, you know, a life of goodness and holiness and beauty. So I think it's important to sort of keep that perspective in that context, that mm-hmm. the new evangelization is meant to draw us into relationship with Christ and with one another, right? Which is really what the life of the church is all about.
Right. It doesn't end with that first call.
Mm-hmm.
It has to continue to deepen. And we're going to find that content, for lack of a variation on the theme, in the heart of the church,
mm-hmm.
and in the community life, right,
mm-hmm.
that we have in our small communities and in our large Atlanta community, and in education, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're certainly seeing this as kind of that perennial question of how do we reach young people, for example? How do we reach young adults? How do we reach children? Well, we're finding that to be the case most fruitful, I think, in our Catholic schools and in like mm-hmm. our new high school. I think we're seeing that, and including with this young man who,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. For a lot of people, they get excited about the faith because of the new media and sort of hearing the gospel through this media, which is truly something that they've never experienced before. And so it's really providing a valuable service. But then drawing them into the life of the church is so important, and really allowing them to continue to grow in their faith, even through Catholic schools, through good faith formation in the parish, through a sort of experience of beauty, through good liturgy, allowing them to come together as community to experience just the love of, you know, of other Christians is so essential to really living out the faith and growing in faith, and allowing them to have an opportunity to serve, you know, as a community as well is so important. So, once again, I think it's just so important to recognize that the new media is playing an essential role in serving the church. Right. It's not something that exists apart from the church, but it's drawing people into an encounter with Christ through a deeper prayer life and hopefully a life of his community in the parish. And so it's so important.
Yeah. One of the things I'll throw in here, since we're talking about reaching the younger demographic, the young adults, we've got a show here called Honest to God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's on every Saturday at 4 o'clock, mm-hmm. which I'm just going to guess that there probably aren't a whole lot of young adults that are actually tuning into AM 1160 at 4 o'clock on Saturday, which is fine because this is our first show that we've done that has its own YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm. And it's a podcast. I subscribe
and
to
it's
an
a
Apple podcast.
Yeah, it's on Apple and Spotify,
right?
And
mm-hmm.
wherever else you get podcasts at. And it's also EWTN has it on their page too, but and I bring that up just because we're talking about the new media and everything, and when we started putting this show together, it's been over almost 2.5 years now, I think, and when we were putting it together, we talked to a bunch of young adults, and it's like, you know, we realize that there's not a whole lot out there for that demographic as far as good Catholic
mm-hmm.
programming mm-hmm. and you know, podcasts or whatever. And the thing that they also consistently said was that we want a visual.
Mm-hmm.
They want to see, and we don't do anything fancy or anything. We just set cameras up in this studio and it's just, you know, whoever's talking, you see them talking, and that, but The YouTube channel has, you know, well over 1,000 subscribers. Mm. The views are through the roof.
It's awesome
that we're able to do that. So, you know, we've got the traditional media, the AM 1160 that's been around. I mean, this particular station hasn't been around over 100 years, but that technology has been. And, we're also utilizing the newer, you know, the YouTube and all that stuff too. So we're able to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's one of my approaches to the work that we do at St. Catharines, that there are times that we just throw everything at the wall to see what sticks. And I think that's not a bad method for evangelization. That's, you know, wherever there's a hole or a gap in the overall framework of the approach, you throw something there and see if it sticks. And I think Honest to God definitely has. I was just talking to Janice about that last week, and she's just so humbled and in awe of the listeners. And yeah, it's wonderful.
Well, and let's give a shout out to Janice, because she's an amazing person, like a force to be reckoned with.
Indeed.
She really is.
If she wants something done, it's going to get done.
Yeah.
And she'll do it with so much love and grace.
And Carol always says that this radio station would not exist had it not been for Janice her contributions. But she puts in a lot of time into that show, Honest to God. Hmm. And she's a volunteer.
Yeah.
But there are also expenses that come up as well.
Course,
you can't just rely completely on volunteers. And, you know, like I said, we equipped the studio with cameras, video cameras, so that we could, you know, because in order to reach that demographic, that's what we needed to do. And so that's what we did. But, you know, we want to expand even more. We want to do more and more stuff. And so so I'll just explain this briefly here. But so what we've done, because it was cost effective, we bought these GoPros.
Oh yeah.
And they're pretty good, but they don't have a zoom on them or anything. So you got to have it kind of sitting. And so we got these little tripods, but they're always tipping over, you know, because somebody moves wrong and we'll get the studio full of people, young adults, and then the camera tips over and we got to pick it up and everything. But what we would like to do is be able to have cameras mounted on the wall, you know, so that we don't have to set it up every time they're coming in to record. And that's just one thing. I mean, there's expenses that need to be covered. And that's why we do these pledge drives twice a year. This is the Community of Hope pledge drive here on AM 1160, The Quest. And if you would like to help out, you would like to see The Quest grow, more and more local programming, give us a call, 470-508-1160. We're a 501c3?
C3. Mm-hmm.
And so it's tax deductible. The government won't get a portion of that. So 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160. You can go to thequestatlanta.com or the Quest Atlanta app. And I'll mention. Oh, so we're here with Father Neil Dobliwala and Carissa Sines from St. Catherine of Siena, and we'll just give a shout out real quick here to Jacob from Cartersville. That's in honor of Father Neil and Carissa. Thank you, Jake and Mackenzie.
Thank you.
And also in honor of Father Neil and Carissa, Chesterton Academy. Tammy from Chesterton Academy.
Thanks, Canton.
Thanks, Tammy.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
So
awesome.
What else we got going on?
You know, it came to mind when you were talking about young adult ministry and the importance of community of hope, right? That's the theme. What I mentioned about just how the new evangelization really is going to hopefully draw us into the community. And I couldn't help but think about campus ministry as well. I'm privileged. I'm at St. Catherine of Siena, and Kennesaw State University is right next door. And my good friend, Father Bob Frederick, is the director of campus ministry there. And it's just really amazing to see what's going on. They've got Focus missionaries there, and the work that Focus internationally is doing is amazing too. Mm-hmm. And it's really a great sign of hope, I think, for the future of the mm-hmm. church, to see these young people on college campuses who are really encountering Christ, right? Especially through these missionaries and through the work of Focus. And the ripple effects of that are just amazing. And we're seeing that in the life of parishes. I've got several former Focus missionaries in the parish or young people who were at universities where they had Focus. And so I think Focus is using a lot of new media as well to draw people in, but they're also using a lot of traditional things. One of the main ways that they evangelize is just person to person. And that's important too. And I think
just building community.
It's sort of a dynamic. Well, inviting people personally is the most effective way of just making that first point of contact as well. But then pointing them to new media, I think, is important too. To invite people, say, "Yeah, listen,
I've got
this.
Media.
Yeah, listen to this podcast." And I often do that too. When I have people that come into my office that want to talk about faith, I'm like, "You know, you should go listen to Matt Fratt or mm-hmm. Trent Horn or Scott Hahn or listen to The Quest." Mm-hmm. You know,
there's
lots
honest
of different
God.
Options, right? Yeah, honest to God. And so, yeah, the new evangelization. There's a sort of a dynamic of sort of let's use that personal encounter that so many of us have on a daily basis with so many people to draw people into the church, right? The new evangelization, new media is a great tool for that.
Yeah, we are, and it's so important that it's attractive too. Mm-hmm. And the and I think that's one of the things that I love about The Quest, that the programming is so intentional and it is attractive and the quality of the production is beautiful. There's a quote, I think it might have been Cardinal Dolan at one of his homilies the quote is something like, "We're not called to some crapshoot called life. We're called to an adventure and fidelity that beckons us to cast out into the deep." Was that Cardinal Dolan?
Anyway, I don't know. I haven't heard that.
I love that quote. And I think that it summarizes kind of what young people are also going to be to give their life. What do you always say? What a man will give his life away for
a question mark, but for a mystery.
For a mystery. Yeah. And it's all about presenting that evangelizing to the beautiful and to the true, mm-hmm. So that they can receive the good. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's just absolutely essential. And it's what's happening here. It's what's happening in a lot of places. And without it, we will lose the progress that we're making right now. I think the new atheists are on the downturn, hopefully. Mm. And it's efforts like this at The Quest, it's efforts like Word on Fire, it's efforts like Focus Missionaries, it's efforts like Chesterton Academy. Mm. Thanks, Tammy, for that. It's efforts like all of our archdiocesan Catholic schools, all of our youth programs. All of these things are essential in bringing as many people with us to heaven as we can. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and that's the goal, right?
Yeah.
I think answering the question is a simple, okay, what's the purpose of all of this?
Yeah.
It's the salvation of souls, right? And thank God for The Quest and the work that they're doing. And,
thank you, Dave.
Well, thank you. We had these pledge drives, my brain gets a little scrambled sometimes because there's so much going on.
Sure.
And I it seems like somebody told this story, but maybe I'm kind of combining two people's story together, but it's not far from the truth. I'm not making it up. But she was talking about how she was a convert to Catholicism, and her husband said, I'm not going to do that. And she said, well, you know, maybe at some point, well, he was listening to The Quest and Father John Ricardo with Christ is the Answer, mm-hmm. which comes on at noon. And he was driving into work and he heard it and there was something there that spoke to him, and then he finally said, you know what, I'm going to become Catholic.
Wow.
So you never know what it might be that's going to bring somebody to the church, mm-hmm. you know, to their faith.
You know, this year, Blessed Carlo Acutis is going to be canonized right after Easter, I think. And what a what a beautiful year for that to happen, for us to be thinking about new evangelization. But, you know, the young, a young saint, a young modern saint who cared about computers and cared about video games, and somebody really relatable for our young people to be thinking about. And he cared about microphones, and he cared about headphones, and he cared about.
I've got his picture right here on my soundboard. Pray for us, please. We need it here. Absolutely. And that's going to be on Divine Mercy Sunday, I think.
Yeah, April 27th. That's right. Yeah.
So that's exciting.
It is. Yeah, I'm sure there'll be a great pilgrimage there. And all the pilgrimages that are happening with the Year of Hope, too. I mean, all of these things are opportunities to spread the good news, right, Father?
Yeah, absolutely.
So if you would like to support the efforts here at The Quest, we would love to have you along for the ride. You can just dial 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or you can go to thequestatlanta.com or the Quest Atlanta app. And I'm going to – let's hear from one of our we have some people, some questimonials we like to call
them. Oh, nice.
So let's hear from one of them right now. This is Scarlett.
I'm Scarlett Ordner, and I'm from the Mary R. Queen Parish in Peachtree Corners, Georgia, up until the volunteering. Because even if you get a little snippet out of it, it's interesting. I was in the car, and it was just 5 minutes, and they were talking about getting ready for Lent, and it was just like, wow, it was very pertinent. It's like, wow, I'm trying to prepare for Lent, and they're kind of telling me what I need to do. And also talking about, like, you know, what are you sacrificing during Lent? And I thought that was interesting, because they're like, make sure it's something that's important, you know, that could, like, maybe it's even a sacrifice of time, you know, and getting away from the things that you've been working on that really aren't fruitful. And I thought that was very pertinent to me. I feel like I'm helping the cause, I guess, of the radio station. Plus, it's Catholic-based, and I'm trying to find ways to deepen my faith, too. So being exposed to just the whole nature, and I love the fact that there's a chapel here, and, you know, there's Mass and that that kind of thing. So join me in supporting The Quest during the Spring Pledge Drive.
Thank you very much for your support, Scarlett.
Wow, that's so nice.
We've got a bunch of people like that are, you know, have left their questimonials, and the Quest seems to touch them each in a different way.
Well, it's a beautiful space. If you've never been down to the radio station, I think if you have an opportunity to volunteer, it's a great way to spend your volunteer time. The chapel is beautiful. It's a quiet. It's a radio station, but it's quiet and
peaceful. Well, for the most part, once we got that morning show in here, it's not quite as quiet. But
that makes sense. Well, good. Well, they're entertaining, so
exactly. Josh and Allison, we have a good time with them. If you want to check that out, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. Yeah. It's the Morning Quest.
Beautiful. I know we're about to wrap up, but I just had one final thought with regard to this theme of hope. You know, something amazing that we've seen this year in the parish has just been the size of our RCIA class.
I'm hearing that a lot.
We are hearing that a lot.
It's the biggest class that we've had since I've been pastor here for 9 years, and I think we've got a total of about 80 people that will enter into full communion with the Catholic Church. You know, different sort of situations. Some will be baptized. Some are already Catholic and have just never received confirmation. But a number of converts to the faith. And I read something recently, I think, in the Georgia Bulletin, about 3,000 total across the diocese this year that will be entering into the church at Easter. So once again, just a beautiful sign of hope, and I think a fruit of the new evangelization and the efforts, of organizations like The Quest, who are doing this great work. So thank you all again so much.
Yeah. We're super grateful. There's no way for, like I said at the beginning, there's just no way for our adult faith formation, our children's faith formation, our clergy to reach everyone that you know, is even in our parish boundaries, which sometimes I actually worry about in the middle of the night. How are we possibly going to reach everyone in our parish boundaries? And I start strategizing ways to go out on, I don't know, should I do a door-to-door campaign? And then there's places like The Quest that are broadcasting out. And if we just advertise well, if we support them enough, then, you know, the Holy Spirit will work with that and God can do great things.
Well, we do all of us appreciate the help that both of you have been to us over the years. Mm-hmm. We really do appreciate that because we wouldn't be able to do what we do without the support of local parishes.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah.
So we have a couple minutes left. Let's get those pledges going. Huh?
Absolutely.
Raise the pledges.
Yeah. Absolutely. So we're hoping to get a bunch of monthly donors, new monthly donors. And if you already are one, if you would like to increase that amount of the monthly donation, we would like to have that too. We're looking for 100 new ones or along with the ones that are going to raise their monthly gift. And we've got 6 gift cards left for restaurants.
Now, if you had to raise your monthly gift, how would you do it? Because do you have to call in or do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can. You could call in because I think if you did it on the app, I should check. That's a good question. I'm going to find that out. we're going to take a little break from the pledge drive at 1 o'clock, but then we'll be back at 3, and I'll have an answer for that.
Sounds good.
Because I would imagine if you went back to the app, it would be like 2 separate charges.
Right. Right. I think so.
So I think you would have to call in.
Yep.
But I'm going to double check on that.
Do let me know because I need to raise mine.
Okay. Thank you very much, Father. Would you close us with a blessing or a prayer?
Sure. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Mighty God, we give you thanks for this time together and for your faithfulness throughout our lives, but especially this day for allowing us to gather and to just be in your presence and allow you to work powerfully in our lives and in this ministry. We pray in a special way for the quest that you might continue to bless their efforts and allow them to bear fruit in the lives of many souls throughout this local church. And for all the staff and all the volunteers, that you would continue to give them strength to serve generously. And we ask all these things through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you, Father Neil W. Walla and Carissa Sines from St. Catherine of Siena in Kennesaw.